going in the right direction. Turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Within this context that we're going to be reading about in Hebrews chapter 1, it's really a quote from Psalm 102. And it says, starting in verse 10 of Hebrews chapter 1, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They will perish, but you will remain. And they will all become as an old garment, and as a mantle thou wilt roll them up. And as a garment they will also be changed, but you are the same, and thy years will not come to an end. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?" He says at the beginning there, "Thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundation of the earth." And so one of the things that I want to talk to you about this morning during the Bible study period is I believe that there are times in which we lose that foundation, where we may even be talking about Jesus, but yet we've lost the foundation that God laid oh so long ago. And what happens if we put Jesus on a foundation that God has not laid? And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. In the very beginning, God built a foundation. He laid a foundation. And he wants to make sure that we're building on top of that foundation. And I think our society is not doing that anymore. Now, I will say that this, and I'm trying to stay where I'm supposed to stay, but I am a mover. So I hope I don't get outside of where I'm supposed to be. They told me that there's a camera on me. I just want you to realize if you rewatch this, camera adds 10 pounds. And I don't know how many cameras are back there, but just keep that in mind as you look at those. But this lesson that I'm going to preach is actually an introduction into a larger series, and I want to just talk a little bit about what that series entailed, and it's all about evolution. And so within the series, we talk about what evolution is. We talk about this idea of science versus evolution, because a lot of people put evolution and the Bible at odds. And evolution is really not at odds with God's word necessarily. It's actually at odds with science itself. And so we need to see if evolution even qualifies as science before we even put that up against God's word. We talk in the series about these days versus ages of creation. Did God create the world in 6 days, or did he do this in millennia of time? And again, it's not about, does God have the capability to do that? He certainly can create worlds however he wants to create worlds. It's just, did God do it in the way that he told us or not? And so it talks about that. Within the series, we talk about the idea of effects of a global flood. If we add Noah's flood in with all of these other things that we know in God's word and we know about science, how does that global flood affect what we know about God's word? We talk about the effects of evolutionary thought. If we go down the path of the evolutionary thought, where does that end? Right? Where do we end up if we take that path and go down that path? And toward the end of the series, we talk about some of the things that God has created in nature, in our own bodies. Talk about dinosaurs a little bit. All the little kids like to hear about dinosaurs. We talk about dinosaurs a little bit. And so I just want you to understand that this is really an introductory lesson as for a reason as to why we need to study these particular topics in this day and age. I think it's important because almost everything that we see founded in God's word is founded in the book of Genesis. We may ask the question, why is marriage between one man and one woman for life? Why is that? Well, we can find the reasons for that in Genesis, can't we? Well, what is sin? Why do we have to suffer the consequences of sin? We can go back to Genesis and figure that out. Why did Jesus have to come and die on a cross for me? Well, we can go back to Genesis and find that out. Nearly everything was founded there. Why is abortion sin? Why is homosexuality sin? All of those answers, we can go back to Genesis and find what God established at the beginning of time for us to follow and how we have gotten so off track as human beings over the years. And so everything that we need to know can really be found there in Genesis. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1, in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, "Blessed be the God," verse 3, "blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoptions as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved." So we again see that even from the foundation of the world, God knew that he was going to adopt us as sons and as daughters. And again, we talk about this idea of God chose the plan, not the man. So when we talk about predestination, he said, it's this group of people or this type of people that I'm going to take, that I'm going to adopt. If they'll do this and if they'll do that, those are the people that I'm going to adopt. He doesn't say, I'm going to adopt Tony, you know, but I'm not going to adopt somebody else, or I'm not going to adopt Tony. It doesn't matter what he does. That's not the kind of predestination we're talking about. Just think about a job application, right? That those people know, well, we want a person with this degree. Right? We want to make sure that they have this much experience, and we want to make sure that they have this and they have that. And so they're looking for those things, and if people don't have them, they say, we're not going to choose that person. So it's not that they know exactly who they're going to pick, but they know the type of person that they're going to pick, and God is no different. He knew who he was going to choose. They were going to fall into this category. And in Psalm chapter 11, or the 11th Psalm, I do that all the time, in the 11th Psalm in verse 3, it says, if the foundations are destroyed,